All right, so welcome, Earth people. Welcome, Earth people. What's this bitch doing? I shouldn't say it. Oh, wait, that's that bitch there. I shouldn't say what I have on the... Dodgers win the NL West, and here's this chick interviewing. This guy's supposed to be interested.
Yeah, I think it's great. I've never seen a baseball game, but I'm hopeful that I'll go to one someday.
So the Dodgers won the NL West. They actually did it in beautiful form, beating the Giants 8-0. Nothing against San Francisco, you know. Love you, man, but, you know, Dodgers, Giants, no way. No. I'm a Dodger fan, and that's just where that is. All of the scumbags that are fans of the Dodgers notwithstanding, and there's a lot of shitbag fucking Dodger fans, no question. There they are. That one guy is showing loser. He was doing this. See that? Long, deep drive into deep left field. It's deep, and she is thoroughly, and here goes another one. Is that the same home run? You never know if they're showing you the same goddamn shot or not, you know? I guess Kershaw was on it. Yeah, fuck, nice curveball. So anyway, Dodgers in the playoffs. The Dodgers are in the playoffs. There's a girl who she hasn't had a nose job. But anyway, I'm sorry. And they're telling these two guys, just keep eating your breakfast. Don't pretend like there's no camera there. And where is she, man? It's like Skid Row? I'm kidding. I'm joking. But look at this one dude there in his shirt. And live, by the way, folks, is 5:30 a.m. These guys are... This cat's having himself a healthy damn breakfast. He's got some eggs. He's got a flapjack. He's got a sandwich there. This cat's got all kinds of shit going on. That dude there is having some serious... Is this fucking... Is this the pantry? Is that the counter? It is. It's the counter at the pantry. Am I right? Maybe not. There's Biff. I can't take it anymore. I mean, I'm sitting here in Phil Hendry's studio. That's exactly what it looks like, my studio. And I don't know what happened to it, you know, but I'm paid to act like an asshole, so. All right, so enough of that. It's over. Well over. Are you kidding? You didn't, did you, Henry? Jesus Christ, man. All right, welcome to our pre-show here on the Phil Hendry Show. This is a magnificent... Oh, here's this bitch. Here's this Kim... What's her face? She met with the fucking Pope. Did he say to her, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's? Oh, my God. I'm just, like, beyond... There's nothing wrong with being a civil disobedient person, but if you are, then your motherfucking ass goes to jail because you've broken the law. Do you understand? Who's that fucking douchebag? Oh, it's the Pope. I'm sorry. So, look at this. Georgia put some woman under the fucking... They dropped the pill on this bitch, huh? Look at this. It's very unusual when a female is executed. Oh, they gave her the... they gave her the joy juice. Who'd she kill? The old man? Wow. Looks like she was having herself a good time. That's a Board of Appeals, or who is this? No, it looks like that's the prison board. Hi, how are you? Well, I'll tell you, I've had a pretty good trip. I went and saw the zoo, and you clowns in the front there, move up, you're making noise. All right, thanks a lot. This gal to the right of, to the left there of Rick Garcia, this young, beautiful, beautiful Asian chick. And coming up, Fathers of the Bride. All right. What's that about? Are they gay? Or are they just the two fathers of...
Hi. And we're here today to tell you about a great new invention. Yes, it's called community engagement. Uh-huh. And how do you do it? Tell the people there. There's the camera. Well, I'll tell you. In Lakewood, Colorado... Oh, Lakewood, California. I didn't know. It's C-O is for Colorado, C-A is California. I get that fucked up. Sure, that's okay, Susie. Well, we're going to have to do this commercial again, so we'll see you later, and we're going to reboot.
Hi, I just was executed for murder. There's where I used to live. Here's where I killed my husband. And these canals here? Oh, I thought I was in Florida. Looks like L.A. to me. As we go by these beautiful palm trees, that's right, the houses here are actually of much better put together, and the places look just fucking nice here, man. It's way nicer. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the smell. Ah, yes. You know you're in California. It smells better than Florida. Thank you. Hey. I'm fucking around. I'm kidding around. I have great affection. Oh, here she is. Here's the ortho mattress girl. You might be able to fuck me. That's right. On any one of these mattresses, in the next 30 days, you can bed me on one of these things 50% off. I'll take these pants off and this shirt. You're never going to see anybody working an ortho mattress that looks like me. Whee! See? See how I look in the bed? And once these ankles go behind my ears, you won't believe your eyes. Here at Orthomattress, so don't you let me down. I'll take on all you guys watching right now.
Save thousands in the swim spa. This man is trying to save himself from drowning, but you'd never know it. He looks as if he's swimming. See, he's trying to get up from... I can't breathe, Mom.
Ah.
Here I am cleaning the pool. I never do this. What was that all about? Why'd they show a guy cleaning a pool? Oh, that's the hassle it is to have a pool. You got to clean it. Dude, I'll take the fucking pool. Thank you. I got a great idea. Why don't I take the pool and put this little jet thing, or whatever kind of machine they have in those little spas, and put it into my goddamn pool. Stater Brothers, I wouldn't go there, man, with your money. All right, so enough of this dick fucking around here. If you're listening to the audio-only portion of our pre-show, please go to any fucking channel on your TV and play this back to the what you see. All right. So the LA to the DODGR to the DODGERS so the DAR
Phil, it's the DARKIES Dodgers. It's over, well over.
God damn. Bees swarm patrol car. Check this out. Look at this. Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. Holy fucking Jesus. This is a cop car. Well, the bees, you know, if something's got to get swarmed, it might as well be the cop car, right? Poor cop, if he's allergic to bee sting, it ain't a good day. Look at this other... Call out the radio car. They got to get out like nine... The guy's got the fucking lights on. For what? I guess he's trying to let everybody know he's in trouble. I got bees all over this fucking car, Bob. Now, this is Mary Lou... Oh, here we go with this goddamn fucking... Who's this bitch? What did she do wrong? Egg donation scam. She's looking at all of the ultrasonic whatevers of all of her 18 kids. Is that it? Hey, whatever happened to Octomom? Anybody know? Do you want to know? Yes, you do. She posed nude. I know that's got... Here's a surrogate mother. She gets paid to spit kids out. Oh, Jesus. But you want to know something? It's money. She's probably in some trouble. She's in some trouble. Not trouble. She's on the wrong part of the chart.
And today we're going to be talking to this man, Ralph Lauren. Ralph has decided to call it quits. He's leaving this whole fucking fashion thing behind, and he's going into oil exploration. Tonight on Channel 2, Code Black, Criminal Minds, and Survivor. Those are the three nicknames we have for Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. I'm kidding. Johnny Fallon, Johnny Fallon? Is it Johnny Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, or is it Jimmy Kibble? You know what I want to do? I'm going to start a late night show. I'll be Jimmy Kibble. Or I'll be Johnny Fallon instead of Jimmy Fallon. Or how about if I'm Jimmy Fallon? Look at that, Conrad Veidt in a fucking murder show. Look at Conrad Veidt at a murder mystery. How about that? Conrad Veidt is a monk. What is going on around here, man? It's over. Well over. I know what I'm doing. Oh, sorry. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Where's the fucking... There. The Spy in Black, 1939. Conrad Veidt, Sebastian Shaw, Valerie Hobbs, the World War I German submarine commander, meets two triple agents, Sebastian Shaw, in the Orkney Islands. What are triple agents? Oh, a triple agent is someone who you want them to believe that you are working. You tell them that you're working for the other side, but
you're really working for them, but they don't know that you really are working for the other side. That's a triple agent. Or if they put you in the field as a triple agent, it would be, you work for us, get them to think. No, nobody could put you in the field as a triple agent. Because if they put you in the field as a triple agent, this is how it would come down. You work for us. We've put you in the field as a triple agent. Okay. You get them to think that you work for them. Okay. That makes you a double agent. But you're really working for us, right? That's a double agent. But in fact, you are working for them. Okay, so why are you putting me out there? Because I'm an idiot. And what am I telling those guys? You're telling them that you... You're telling them this. I want them to believe... For them, you're a double agent. You're just a double agent that they turned. Right? What? How are you a fucking triple agent, man? Get them to think that you're working for us. But that...
I guess that's a triple agent.
I don't know.
Usually we change my name because I do as a girl. See? Paul's talking about double and triple agents. Double Paul, eh? Are you?
Well, Mr. Henry.
Are you? You see?
You think about Paul, well, you all can say that Paul's a true one. But you know, I'm a little funny to talk with. I'm a little wrong.
Now, there was this bitch who was making fun of fat people. What did you think of that?
That's absolutely disgraceful. And if you're that cunt to do that, you're buying a pleasure like the dog which goes to show, you know, for a peachy. She's a piece of shit, yeah.
Well, all right.
Yes, I totally agree. I thought it was all wrong that she did that.
I'm completely wrong. Completely wrong.
Wait a minute, I want to ask a question.
All right.
You don't like the fact that she made fun of fat people?
No, I don't want to.
And yet you're fat. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Of course it makes sense. It makes complete sense. Why would he like it?
Well, I'm not asking him to like it. No, I guess he wouldn't like it.
No, I don't like it.
Well, look, anybody that would make fun of fat people on the grounds of making fun of fat people...
What? What are you talking about, buddy? Well, for me, and for only me...
What are these guys? Look at this. This is frightening me. Not because they're possibly gay, but there's some father brings stepfather into wedding. What is that? Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So in other words, what he did was, I want this stepfather to be a part of this wedding. I don't know, man. I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. Maybe she didn't want the stepfather to be there. I probably was fucking embarrassed. You know? But that's a very sweet thing for that father to acknowledge the contribution of that stepfather. Because God Almighty, does the word stepfather have such a negative connotation or what? Oh, here's, now they're sitting in chairs. There's Kelly. She's bored to tears. She's looking at herself in the monitor. She sees how big her gut is. So does the other one, Karen, there. Eastern, I do not give Facebook any entities associated with permission to use my pictures. Now it's official. It's been published in the media. Facebook has just released the entry price. Finding to keep the subscription for status to set to private.
What?
It's free and always will be. $5.95 privacy notice hoax is back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Dodgers, fat people in privacy. Look at that. See? See how easy that is, man? It's over. You snored her. Robbery suspect posts pictures holding cash. Look at this douchebag, motherfucker. Did they arrest this piece of shit? Well, you gotta rob something, motherfucker, because you ain't gonna get a job with a fucking mug like that. State of Georgia salutes. So, where is this douchebag? Did they catch him? All right. There's a lot to do here, man. Lots to do. Lots to do, dude. All right. Da, 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 da.
Robbery suspect. Of that bitch who Matt Damon recreates film career. Huh? What was that, man? Oh. I see three people staring at the camera not talking. Oh, there's the other one. This is Stephen Colbert, Serial Crane. Fantastic idea. All right. It's a long... All right, man. It's a long, dark road. Troops from U.S.-led mission fight Taliban near Afghan city. I don't know. I got no problem with fucking Russia and Syria, but I do have a fucking problem with some of these pieces of shit on... I love it, man. All of a sudden, these fucking right-wingers on Twitter, now they think Putin is all that. They're jerking off over Putin. The fuck, man? You people. You know, Barry Goldwater, who I know a lot of you disrespect, even though he, you know, is the modern-day... the father of modern-day conservatism, don't give me this fucking Ronald Reagan shit, okay? Ronald Reagan learned it from fucking Goldwater. Barry Goldwater wouldn't fucking go near you motherfuckers. All right. The Walk. Gotta see this movie, man. This is about the guy that walked on the wire between the two World Trade Centers. I mean, this guy walked between the two World Trade Centers on a high wire. And an amazing, amazing, and amazing thing transpired. Are those real cars down there below him, or are those computer-generated? There's two trucks that look identical. And there's the long-haired guy to tell you that it is the... Now, that's the best thing to do, is to freak the guy out with the fucking helicopter, you fuck. That didn't happen. The wire didn't break. Georgia inmate is executed. Kelly Gissender executed after failed appeals. I don't know. Let's see this, man. Well, let's see. We'll see this Kelly Gissender thing, man, whatever this is. This is an Allstate commercial that you're looking at here.
Middle name.
Steven.
Good.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Do I have to hit something here?
The effort to spare Kelly Gissendener's life went well beyond the time when she should have been dead. Prison officials put the 47-year-old convicted murderer's execution on hold to let the legal process run its course.
She was very strong, and she was very assured in whatever the process was going to be. And she handled herself with a poise that was just beyond belief.
Really?
But when the last court turned her down, time and hope ran out. Gissendener's attorneys weren't the only ones fighting on her behalf. Her grown children begged a parole board to commute her sentence to life in prison.
She's so supportive of me.
Well, what the fuck did she do? What was her fucking crime, motherfuckers?
Any troubles I have or anything that I want to celebrate.
Who gives a shit?
She's my biggest cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
My brothers and I really want
biggest cheerleader? What did this bitch do?
She is all that we have left.
Well, she's dead
now. The Vatican weighed in with a letter from an emissary of the Pope. quote, "Please be assured of my prayers as you consider this request by Pope Francis for what I believe would be a just act of clemency," it
right.
read. But others felt that her sentence for the 1997 murder of her husband was just. Doug Gissendanner's parents said in a statement, quote, "As the murderer, she's been given more rights and opportunity over the last 18 years than she ever afforded Doug, who, again, is the victim here. She had no mercy, gave him no rights, no choices, nor the opportunity to live his life." Kelly Gissendanner planned her husband's murder, but did not do it. The beating and stabbing death was committed by her boyfriend, Gregory Owen. In a separate trial, Owen actually got a lesser sentence of life with the possibility of parole. The disparity between his sentence and hers was a point attorneys and death penalty opponents focused on as evidence of a flawed judicial system. There was also Gissendanner's life after her conviction, in which she turned to her faith, studied theology, and counseled fellow prisoners. In a strange twist, two previous execution dates were postponed, once by a winter storm, another when the expert said that the chemicals that made up her lethal injection looked cloudy.
Uh-huh.
With her execution, Gissendanner earns two very different distinctions. The first woman executed in Georgia in 70 years, and the last woman on Georgia's death row.
Wow.
Martin Savage. See it.
Get out of here, you fucking overwrought motherfucker. Jesus Christ, these people dragged that fucking... You could have done that report in, like, 20 years since the fucking... No kidding, man. 20 fucking years. Since the... No. Check out the makeup lady. Fucking hot, man. 20 years since the... Who? Since the murders of that was... Well, I don't know. I'm totally fucking fucked up. My mind is fucked up, you know. Pardon me, but my... This is Dr. Arthur Brown, and I am a vampire hunter. My mind is fucked up this morning. I must find the vampire in the lair. I understand that there are no vampires, all right? Let's pretend there are vampires, and I'm going to go and find one. And even if I find one, let's pretend that he's not real. Let's pretend he's real. Wait a minute, there's more?
In 1997, that's when a jury found her guilty in the murder of her husband. A Georgia woman on death row has been denied clemency. This after a representative from Pope Francis actually sent a letter to the Georgian prison board here asking them to spare Kelly Gissendanner's life. Gissendanner is set to die by lethal injection within just a couple of hours at 7 o'clock Eastern time this evening. She will be the first woman in 70 years to be executed. Executed in the state of Georgia. She is a mother of two. She has been on death row for just about two decades.
Isn't that so? They really teach you how to make things sound way more fucking important than they really are when they teach you how to be a news...
She convinced her boyfriend at the time to actually commit the murder.
How about that?
He is in prison for life. So let's go live to Martin Savage with the news here, Martin, and obviously the news being that we have just learned she has been denied...
She's been done in.
Right, and you know, this is actually the second time that this parole board has had to review this case, so they are well familiar with it.
Martin
Savage. They did say this is the third clemency appeal they've had for this particular woman.
Get out of here. All right. Okay. Now it's a long, dark rut.
So that who is doing that who.
I hope you understand. I certainly do, Martin. All right. Let me see some man. The fucking goddamn hell. The goddamn motherfucking. Here. Back right after this. Okay, we're back here at a little bit after 2 o'clock. All right. What the hell are you doing, man? Oh, there. Okay, good. Get that out of my face. Get out of here, bitch. What changes? God damn it. Holy fucking Jesus, man. Are you kidding me? It's going to be 7:30 before I have this fucking show ready to go, man. You know, one thing you'll notice on television, if you turn the sound down, you learn a lot about TV. You learn a lot about TV news. You learn that they don't tell you with the visuals what happened. With the visuals, they only show you the bad stuff. They never show you the good resolution. For instance, they showed a man here over and fucking over and fucking over again on the morning news here in Los Angeles. They show a store owner being beaten. They got the really cool in-store video that they were able to get by the, you know, Freedom of Information. And so they show this guy getting beat up. But we don't find out what happened, just if you have the sound down. Say, well, why don't you turn the sound up, Phil? No, I don't think I will turn the fucking sound up. I think I'm going to have the fucking sound down. Oh, here's our friend, though. You got to wait. No, wait. All things end when we see sister here, man, because she is right here. See? There's an ocean. There's water there. And that was the thing. So now, okay, move me into land. Okay, great. Now, here's the land. This is the land. And this is what I'm standing on. And that's the part that's wild. Now, all this bullshit that they're showing you on the screen behind me, I don't know. All right, let's go back out near the water. See? It's closer. You can see right, just right there. I don't know what this horse shit is down here. There's two little miniature cars. They look like toys that have been smashed together. But make sure you sit there and stay there and stare at me and my tits and the pregnancy. I'm going to move off screen now and see if you're interested in any of this shit, which you most likely won't. But in a moment, Evelyn will come on, and she also is pregnant, and her breasts are enlarged. I'm Kelly Hannon, Channel 2, not non-news.
Hi. See, she's talking about... See, look at how cool that looks. Isn't that neat? See? But guess what? That isn't L.A. That was just a piece of the desert in Saudi Arabia. Now, here is the L.A. temperatures. 88 degrees this afternoon. A lot cooler than it was yesterday in this motherfucker.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. Hello. Well, Phil...
Russia has launched airstrikes. Hi. And the same. My lips enlarged by collagen? You bet. All right. Shot. Okay. Hyde Park. Jesus H. Christ. Jesus H. Christ. We're really in trouble here. H.I.J. I want to see here.
By the way, I wanted to tell you guys, we're thinking of some BS, some more BSB exclusive features, but I can't remember what it was. I was talking yesterday with some people. We were talking about doing some BSP only video stuff, but not just here in the studio, elsewhere. I'm trying to think of what it was now. I can't fucking for the life of me remember. I'll give it to you at some point. All right, where are we at? Are you eating garbage? Yeah, you are. You're eating shit, Evelyn. You shouldn't be eating that shit. That is an avocado that has gone bad. What am I doing here, man? Phone music. Bud Dickman, Steve Dooley, Father James McCorders. Now, Carl Cedilia. Dr. Ron Tarner, Dr. Jim Sadler. Okay.
watching his players are. Okay. And the privacy notice. Mavis Leonard, Guy Barton, Herc Beauty. Facebook privacy notice. It's a privacy hoax. All right. Ready to go? Because I don't know if I am or not, man. Post-roll, mid-roll. Post-roll is hell and back. Mid-roll is brutal. Jesus Christ. Mrs. Maloney, your face is all wrecked, man.
And another thing that should be said here in our Congress today.
Tell you what, man. All right. I don't want to do that. All right, here we go, baby. Shit. Mm-hmm. Ready, man? I am. I'm ready when you are, man. Let's see. No. Don't want that, man. What the fuck, man? Stop the motherfucker. Now what? The fucking program froze. This bitch of a program just froze on me, man. I don't believe this shit. God damn it, man. I'm telling you. This fucking goddamn program froze. She won't be ready till 7:30. You motherfucking piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit. Fucking goddamn miserable ass fucking... There. Close this fucker out. All right, man. Sorry, folks. Now it's a long, dark road. Oh, it's a load. Got fans on. I got all kinds of shit going on here, man. Okay. Low-wo-wo-wo-hoed. There, it saved you, cunt. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.